Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. And now the search for the deepest place on Earth. Finding it involves heading down, down into a super cave more than a mile deep, through miles of maze-like passages, some flooded. There are only about a half dozen of these super caves in the world, and they have proven so difficult to penetrate that explorers only recently discovered which one was actually the deepest. James Tabor has written the book about the rival teams searching for the ultimate cave. It's called Blind Descent: The Quest to Discover the Deepest Place on Earth. He came into the studio for a deep discussion with Living on Earth's Steve Curwood.
Why write a book on caving?
Because it was the greatest epic of science and adventure and exploration that no one ever heard about. You know, we know immense amounts about Edmund Hillary, Armstrong and Aldrin, Shackleton, Perry, Scott, those people. This happened in 2004, and it went completely under the world's radar screen. And I thought that they deserved recognition, first of all, and also because the eighth continent, the underground world, is so fascinating. I've sampled enough of it to know that I thought readers would really be enthralled by this magical underground world.
Now, you describe caving in super caves as climbing Mount Everest in reverse.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the expeditions that descend into these super caves involve scores of participants. They're on site, not just for weeks, as in Everest, but for months. They cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. They require even more skill sets than Himalayan climbing does, because you have to be very good at vertical work, rope work, rock climbing, but you also have to be a world-class diver.
Tell me about these deepest places on the planet that the people you write about in your book were looking for. Where are they? And what remains to be discovered?
Well, I'll focus on Kruger, which did turn out to be the Mount Everest of caves, the deepest one of all. It's 7,200 feet deep, so you could stack seven Empire State Buildings in the depth that it represents. Kruger is located in the Republic of Georgia. It's about 2 miles of travel through various passages and sumps to get to that bottom.
Explain a sump to people.
A sump is a flooded tunnel. It's a remarkably cold cave. The water temperature in Krubera is 32 degrees Fahrenheit always, because it's fed by glacial melt. Air temperature in the summer is about 38 degrees Fahrenheit, but they prefer to climb in winter because there's less chance of flooding, and so then the air temperature is zero, which makes terminal hypothermia in Krubera a really serious possibility. I think the defining characteristic of many great super caves are the vertical spaces. There is a pit in Krubera called the Grand Cascade, 500 vertical feet, just like that. And 90% of the terrain in Krubera, which looks in profile like a big elevator shaft, is actually vertical. You're on rope 90% of the time. You're working your way down into Krubera.
You know, in culture, the deepest cave is called hell.
That's correct. And I think a lot of people would call the conditions that these folks have to encounter very hellish. There is no rescue if you're deep, deep, deep down in a super cave. There's no communication with the surface, for one thing. And if you get hurt, it's virtually impossible to bring an incapacitated person out through flooded sumps and up 500-foot vertical drops.
Only thing missing in these deep caves is a guy standing there with a pitchfork and maybe a little heat, huh?
You know, there may be somebody like that waiting down there for us yet. We don't know.
So you're saying that this is on a par with going to the moon, getting to the top of Everest, finding the North Pole, finding the South Pole, all those things. This is a great exploration.
I am saying that. This was the last great terrestrial discovery. We'd been to the top of the mountains, the bottom of the deepest oceans, the poles, everything. The bottom of the deepest cave on Earth was the last one. And so given the risks and the significance and the good science that's going to come out of it, yes, I would definitely put it on a par with those other things.
So what was the most important discovery of Krubera? What did they find at the bottom of the deepest place on Earth?
I think the most important thing was they proved that humans can get to that place and that humans can function down there. I will cite just one example of scientific benefit that has come from other deep caves that have been opened up. They've brought out life forms called extremophiles, microbial life forms, and in the laboratories they're breeding new families of antibiotics from them, which are proving effective against our worst, most drug-resistant bacteria.
So what's your favorite story from your book?
It has to do with a relatively young caver named Emil Vosch, who was one of the team that finally bottomed Krubera. At one point, deep in the cave, he came to something called the Death Sump, which required a breath hold dive through a sump about 10 feet long. So it wasn't very long, but it was only 30 inches high, and it was only 18 inches wide, which is the width of your computer keyboard.
Or a coffin, maybe.
Or a coffin, exactly. And in fact, he got hung up, and he almost did die. But he extricated himself, came back out, went through a second time, and made it. And I think that grit, that persistence, that refusal to quit just epitomized everything about super caving for me.
If you could read the passage that you have here.
Vosh had a premonition that he would not make it through, but he pushed on regardless. He hyperventilated briefly to blow carbon dioxide out of his system, held a last breath, and dove. His premonition quickly came true. He didn't submerge deeply enough, and halfway through, his helmet caught on a ceiling obstruction. Panicking, he flailed back out of the sump and surfaced, unnerved and gasping. It had been one of the worst moments, perhaps the worst moment, of his life. Cavers are nothing if not persistent. Calming himself, Vosh went in once again, taking care to go all the way down to the tunnel's floor this time. He cleared the ceiling, but found, terrifyingly, that the sump was so narrow that it pressed against the surface of his body and helmet. This was a very tight scrabble while completely submerged in zero visibility, 32-degree water. When he finally popped out the other side, there was a weird similarity to birth about the whole thing. The painful passage through a constricted canal, followed by shocking emergence from water to air in a cold room where waited an oddly dressed man with lights on his head.
You know, I'm going to sound biased to say this, but I think you got to be nuts to do this. I mean, can you imagine diving? I mean, going underwater in a dark place where you also have to be able to climb. I mean, just the thought of that and the claustrophobia starts to rattle in my body.
Yeah, it's not everyone's cup of tea by any means. You know, the darkness is absolute. There's not a single lumen of light. The squeezes that you have to go through, the immense vertical drops, the freezing flooded tunnels, and the increasing sense of isolation and aloneness. There's really some deep part of the brain says, oh boy, yeah, this is kind of hellish. And I think that with people at that level, there's this incredibly deep motivational urge to be first, to go where no one has gone before. And I think it may almost be irresistible.
It's the human thing.
Exactly.
To be first.
Yes.
James Tabor's new book is called Blind Descent, The Quest to Discover the Deepest Place on Earth. Thanks for taking this time with me, Jim.
Thank you so much. I've been really glad to be here.